This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Ralph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. Project, welcome back. This episode of In the Black was filmed live. So if you listen to our live after show, got a ton of good feedback on that. We are trying to figure out how what's going to be the most engaging and sustainable way to do live after shows because it was so much fun. And then even today on the In the Black, we had about 30 people, 30 gym owners and PTs sitting in live in the audience asking their questions, which you'll listen to in a second. But I think overall, it was just a really fun format to be able to podcast with Sean again, talk about some of the relevant stuff with COVID. He's always good because he has a different perspective on it. He's got the international perspective, you know, the UK, Europe, Canada, America, Australia, New Zealand. He's got all these different gyms that are trying different things. So he knows what's working. And it was also cool to be able to have the Aussies in there asking their questions.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I think it's a big part of what we want to do during this time is just keep spirits up, keep everyone connected. And the live shows are a way we're trying to do that right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. So guys, we'll jump into this podcast, but as you'll hear at the end, if you are interested in MPE's fitness business coaching, you can go to the link that he talks about at the end, but just so you have it now, it's npecoachescorner.com. So npecoachescorner.com, one word. And I'll put that link in the description of this episode, but let's just dive into the show. You guys can listen to this and please enjoy this podcast today. So if you do listen to our show, if you've never heard of us before, that's also cool. But if you do listen to the show, you know, on Fridays, we do a business episode specifically for people that make money in the fitness industry. So gym owners, PTs, online coaches, however you do it. And yeah, so we're going to release this episode probably next Friday. So how we're going to do it with the questions, because this is a live Q&A. You guys in the chat box on Zoom, you can drop your questions in there now as we go. And what we'll do is we'll just pick the best questions, just depending on how much time we have. I'll probably give ourselves an hour or so for this whole thing. We'll unmute you as we go through, and you can just ask the same question that you wrote in the chat box. So drop all your questions in the chat box as we go, and then we'll pick the best ones and then unmute you. And you can kind of ask that same question. We can have a bit of a discussion about it as well. And yeah, feel free to ask personal questions and you know, stuff individualized to your business. Don't feel like it's selfish or anything. That's why you're on here, to get help. But yeah, without further ado, we'll get into it. So if you don't know Raf and I'm Lachlan. This Raf, the Mind Muscle Project is one of the top health and fitness podcasts in the world. And sitting across from us in the digital room is Sean. So Sean's our business coach, our fitness business coach. We've worked together for 2.5 years. So when we joined up with Sean, we had the three gyms. We'd had them for maybe 4 years, just over 4 years at that point.
Yeah, the first one we had for 4 years, and we had the third one, and we were struggling with all three. We'd had them for about 4 months. I think we had all three.
Yep. And so now we have been 2.5 years. So been doing running three gyms for over 6 years, Creature Fitness, as well as the podcast as well. And we've since been with MP doubled our revenue. Increased our profits. We've got a really good team and done all kinds of stuff together, bought our business partners and all kinds of crazy stuff. So been on quite a journey together. It's been a good thing. So Sean, why don't you give people a little bit of background about yourself if they haven't heard on you?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the introduction. Great to see some names and faces I recognize on here, current clients and some past clients as well. So fantastic to see you all. So my name is Sean Greeley, founder and CEO of NP. My background is I was an athlete, I was a coach, I was a multi-location fitness business owner. When I was 26, I got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Really didn't know if I was going to be around in a year. I sold my businesses, focused on my health, and said, you know, if I'm laying around for a year, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And for me, that was really around serving and helping as many people as I could. And I had a lot of friends that were coaches, had started small businesses and studios, and they were struggling with all the typical challenges that we all struggle with today in business, of where to find customers and how to package and price your services and how to hire people and what about these financial reports. And I just started helping people solve those problems. I really had no vision for a business, but I got great fulfillment out of that work, saw people get tremendous results who, you know, were at 2,000 a month in revenue and 4 or 5 months later, that 20,000 a month in revenue. And I just got, you know, incredibly inspired by helping to entrepreneurs to transform their businesses, as I had in fitness as a coach. And as I got healthy, that started to go into a little bit more of structure, and eventually figured out a model around delivering the work that we do to help businesses grow. Formed MPE in July of 2006, so coming up on 14 years, and have grown tremendously around the world the last 14 years, serving now over 45,000 fitness professionals and business owners in 97 countries. Been doing this a long time. We're passionate at MPE about really just helping people grow their business and create the life they want in the fitness industry. We have a global team, offices in LA, in Sydney, in London. I'm American, grew up in America, but I've spent a lot of time around the world, and my wife's from Australia now. So we're actually on the Gold Coast, and we were here for a family holiday and some work, and then got kind of, became clear that it was not safe to travel back to California. So we're here on the Gold Coast for a few months, and it's exciting to be here with you. You know, I'm really passionate about helping entrepreneurs solve problems and take their business next level. So that's our story. That's my journey. And I look forward to unpacking more on the conversation today.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, it's funny, the event you arrived here for, and then literally like halfway through the event, it was the end of March. It was like, oh, this COVID thing's hitting, but like, it's all good. You know, we'll work through it. No big deal. And within like the next 48 hours, it was like, hey, I'm not going back to the States. It's all unraveled pretty quickly, pretty shocking.
And you had the most American reaction ever, which was, I don't think it's that serious. And then you came the next day, like, NBA has been canceled. Guys, this is getting serious.
The NBA. Serious. Yeah.
Yeah. This is getting real.
Yeah, there's always one thing that made it real for everyone. No, this is cool. So there were some topics that we wanted to cover. Probably the big ones for everyone is like generating new business. I think it's like a huge thing. Can we do it? Like, is it possible? Managing cash flow has been a huge thing for people. Like, obviously trying to pay the bills, keep paying yourselves, stay afloat. And then also just, the whole process of transitioning to online. And I think a lot of questions still in our head as well, but obviously in everyone else's head is, do I stay online? Is it just a temporary thing? How can I turn it into something long-term? It's actually going better than I thought. So there's all these different aspects to it. But I think before we jump into all that, and then obviously the questions after that is, Sean, what have you seen? Because obviously you're across all the different fitness industries in the world. Australia's got a huge fitness industry. America's got a huge fitness industry. The UK. What have you seen from all of them has been some of the worst practices that has been like a disaster, and then some of the best practices so far?
Yeah, in Canada, I mentioned as well. We have a big
conference. That's right, yeah.
Canada. I mean, a few things. I'd say right now there's three groups of people out there. Group one is COVID hit. They got scared. They had head trash around, I don't think it's right to bill people. People want to stop. That's cool. They turned off their billing and they're screwed. I hate to say it, but if you turned off your billing, you took a real big punch in the face, because quickly realized this is not a 2-week shutdown and you need revenue to pay bills. Your business has expenses, and it's a very sad story, but we've seen some businesses that are just closed and they likely won't reopen. And that's group one. Group two we've seen it hit. They were a little unsure. They had a little bit of delay and had some reaction, but it was kind of slow and unclear. And they've turned billing back on. They've pivoted to offer some online delivery. But they're at, still a tough place. I mean, their revenue is maybe cut in half, maybe more, maybe 2/3, maybe 75% con. And they've got to now, figure stuff out. And they've got, to do a lot more work to get things in a good state. And by good state, I mean, really, you're faced with a lot of challenges around your own head, around the cash flow of your business, which is cash flow is oxygen, around engaging and serving the clients, and lots of stuff to address. And there's group three. Group three is the people who they just immediately, they saw it. They, because we've been infected through, we first saw some of this start in January back in Asia with our clients in Hong Kong, Singapore, and you know, remember hearing it first kind of in Asia, and we were like, what? It's COVID? What's this thing? I don't really know. But schools were shut down, and there was, you know, people in home and shelter, and we didn't really know what was going to happen. And then we saw it, you know, roll out through UK, Europe, and then US, Canada was like, boom, boom, hit really fast. And then we were, you know, all kind of projected down here in Australia for a long time, the last place where it really hit. And luckily, it's still been, you know, relatively mild. The stress on the system here, I mean, obviously it's a big stress, but we're in stage three lockdown. We're not stage four, where it's, you know, much harder time for people. And we don't have, you know, in Australia, we're all fortunate here. I mean, the cases, the deaths are really low. But we saw, you know, luckily the Australians, we had weeks of dealing with this with other countries. So we were able to help people get, you know, the right strategy really, really fast. And people pivoted quickly. They lost almost no one. They, you know, quickly iterated a product that they were delivering their model online. They've gotten better every day with how they do that, giving more value to the customer. And because they've just led so powerfully and had such great, you know, value to the customer, you know, they've got new customer acquisition coming in the door just from other people are closed. They're getting traffic, they're getting referrals, they're getting stuff. And, you know, as crazy as it sounds, even talk about this now, and I, you know, even when we talk about this in some of our calls, people are like, you know, almost embarrassed and afraid to talk about it because there are businesses in such distress that are really hurting and gone. We're having people have literally their best months ever right now in March, and April is going to be even better than that. We had people that March was up 31% in revenue and even more up in profitability over February because they pivoted well. They've been, you know, doing all the right stuff, and they're accelerating through the curve. So, you know, those are the kind of the three groups around. We'll talk about some of the elements of how you get from wherever you are today to a better place, pack that. But, you know, I'd say those are kind of the three audiences that we're seeing across the world.
Mm. Yeah, I think the groups is definitely, you know, group one, obviously there's a lot of people, group two, you know, the second most, and then group three, there's not very many people in there. But I think the existence of all the different groups and the business owners, you know, is kind of, depending on what circles you run in and what friends you have, you don't get the exposure to group three, which is the people that are actually doing well. And, you know, you just assume everyone's group one. Everyone's going, oh, you know, it's the worst week of my life. I'm shutting my gym down. It's going terribly. You know, this is going to be a disaster. I'm getting holds, cancellations. You know, that was all the input I was getting over the first week. And because we're in the group with you, obviously, we were getting instructions from you like, hey, no holds, no cancellations, keep your prices, no discounts, all this sort of stuff. And when we just, obviously my initial reaction, I think like most people was, all right, cool, let's just like let people go on hold, yep, let people cancel, like let's look at a 50% price for no reason, really, than just, it just felt good. And you just came on and said, no, we're not doing any of that, guys, protect your prices. That was like the most important thing. And if people hadn't heard that message, protect your prices, most people definitely would have lost a ton of revenue. They didn't have to. People were asking me that weren't in the MP coach group, what are you taking your membership down to? And we said, we're not. And they go, oh shit, it's too late. I already gave 40 people a hold that I shouldn't have. And we just came out and we said, no holds under exceptional circumstances or whatever. And that was just to help kind of damage control. Obviously, there were still holds and cancellations and stuff, but just drawing that line in the sand initially, I think saved us tens of thousands of dollars, you know, now than it did if we just weren't making those decisions early on. So it's just interesting to see the impact of such, what seems like just small decisions at the time, have massive effects, you know, a month into this now with how much money and revenue and profit we've saved. So it's been fortunate from that perspective that we were able to get sort of that advice early on. Also, I want to speak to, also, I think a lot of people were in a really dark place. You know, I think a lot of people did have a lot of anxiety around kind of if it can get better. And I think it's almost, you don't believe that there is a group three. There is people that are doing their best months ever. Can you speak to the people that are in that small group three that have been having their best months ever, kind of who they are, what kind of pivot they made, some of the good things that they did that you saw that other people weren't doing?
And I should say group three, you know, there's best month ever, but there's also in group three, like, you know, people who were maybe at 50, but now they're back at like 80, 75, 80% of revenue, you know, and they're moving up every week. Right. So that's all kind of group three. There's just the top tier of group three. So, I mean, the big stuff that the most successful people are doing right now, is really three main points we talk about. And it's the first piece is working on you, getting your head right. Working on yourself, getting your head right is the most important job you're ever going to do as a leader, as a coach, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. And that's not just like talk and yeah, that sounds great. I mean, like literally like pull up your calendar. Let me look at your calendar. And if you don't have an hour a day blocked in the day and preferably in the morning, get up at, I don't care what you get up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, but to work on you before the rest of the world starts, then you are not investing in your own development and getting your head right to lead powerfully your team, your clients, your community. So legitimately, like show me your calendar, block time, just like for fitness, you got to block time, you got to do it. You got to block time to work on you. And you got to invest in your personal development. And by that, I mean, we had there's a great book out there I highly recommend called The Miracle Morning. We can give you access to, by the way, we have a NP Community Facebook group. You just go to Facebook and search NP Community. Tell them you're on the call with us and you can get you in there. You can get access to some of the resources I'll share. And there's some links in there that are valuable. Miracle Morning is a book written by a guy named Hal Elrod. And we had him actually speak at some more conferences a few years ago. Some great videos with him on our blog. But essentially, he teaches this principle of the six most powerful elements for personal development. One is, I call them savers. One is silence or meditation. Second is affirmations. So words and mantras you're going to say to yourself to get your head in a good space. I am statements generally are the structure. Visualization, so thinking and seeing the future in your head. Exercise, movement, reading or study, education, whether that's reading a book or watching a course or whatever it might be for you. And then journaling, time in the morning to journal, time in the evening, reflection, gratitude, all those things. And those six things, if those are the six most powerful elements of personal development on the planet, and if you engage a little bit of time in each of those six things every day, you are radically moving yourself forward and better prepared for everything that life could ever throw at you, period. And as you, if you're not doing that as an entrepreneur and business owner, then you are not filling your cup and you don't have the strength, the mental strength, the mental toughness, the energy and the drive, persistence to go, into the unknown that we're all in. You face every day as an entrepreneur, but even now more so than ever. So getting your head right is important. That is critical. Also surrounding yourself with the right people. You talked about that a little bit in your story is, if you're surrounded by people who are all talking about how bad it is and we're going out of business, we're losing money, life sucks, the economy's terrible, that's your reality. You've got to surround yourself with some people that are ahead of where you are now, who are going to help lift you up, who are going to help inspire you, who are going to challenge you and support you to become a better version of yourself. That is critical, your internal game and the support and energy and group you surround yourself with. So number one, most important piece of all this is get your head right. And that is job one. Job two, when you're in a good place, then you can start to go to work on your business. And your business really refers to two big things to protect and defend your business and your clients. Job number one is get eyes on cash. Cash flow is oxygen in business. If you run out of oxygen, you can't breathe and die. You've got to have oxygen. You got to have cash. So we teach a process. We have a system called Cash Dash, a tool. We teach cash flow forecasting. We have everybody forecast every week by week, the rolling 12-week cycle. So once a week, every week, you're updating a tool that's going to show you what's going in, what's coming out, what's your net cash flows, and what's your ending cash balance by week. So you can look at ahead and know what's coming up. And this is very much like in business. A lot of business owners in any industry, let alone fitness, don't come into business with a background in accounting and finance. And this is stuff we don't like to do. Isn't fun. Isn't our core competency and skill set. And, it's looking at numbers is like gobbledygook. But you've got to level up and have develop some skill sets and discipline in this area. Otherwise, just go be a coach. Just go coach people, but don't worry about business and making money. Have somebody work for someone else. This is the responsibility that is required if you're going to own a business. So you have to get a line of sight on cash, and you got to learn on, based on what you see. We call this like driving windshield. If you're going to drive a car, you can't look in the rearview mirror. That's accounting, what happened yesterday, right? I got to look in the windshield, what's coming up, so I know how to steer. I know how to, downshift, upshift, brake gas. And that's what you learn when you start looking at, the cash forecast of the next 12 weeks ahead. I know where I have to make decisions about how I, how I manage the business. And we talk about really two main modes, either survival mode or growth mode. Survival mode is I look ahead and I'm going down to unacceptable levels or I'm going red. I'm in survival mode and I got to have a certain amount of strategies and levers I got to focus on day by day, week by week to get out of survival mode. If I'm looking black and I'm trending up, then I'm in growth mode. And when growth mode, there's other strategies I focus on, which are more in line with expansion, capacity improvements, you know, all the things that are going to allow the business to continue to grow successfully. So I want to know, what's my latest sight on cash? Am I in survival and growth mode? And that's going to dictate the right strategies and focus of where I put my time, energy as a business owner. And you've got to wear your business owner hat first. When we're the owner operator of these businesses, you know, we wear a coach hat separate from a business owner hat. Business owner hat comes on first. Business owner hat is what allows the coach to do its work. So wear your business owner hat, get that figured out, and then get into your coach hat. Get into serving the clients. When I have a line of sight on cash, then I go into serving the clients. And really serving the clients is all about the things I'm doing and to best serve them, deliver value to them. Now, here's the tough part of all this thing. The business model that you had like a month ago that you likely spent years visualizing and building is now 100% broken and you can't apply it in the digital world. You can't take your offline business, throw it on Zoom and this shit works. Doesn't work. You have to re-engineer your business, and it's re-engineering the business starts with re-engineering the customer, the client journey and the value you give to the client. Because the way we give value to clients is different in the virtual world and experience and journey than it is in the offline world. And this really gets into looking at and understanding who is your client. Really, what is the profile of your client? What are their needs? What are the things that they struggle with the most? How can we best serve them? And really start innovating and re-engineering the value stream. You hear me talk about this word value stream. It really is what every business does, whether we have products or services, how do we give value to the customer? And understanding that, it's different for every client. It's different for every model. If we have a group model, semi-private, private model, if we work with very experienced athletes, they're going to value, you know, programming and movement technique. They might not need you to hold their hand every session on a live call, but they're going to value, you know, looking, they can record their last set of every exercise. You can give them feedback and True Coach, and you can have some back and forth. And that's the way we engineer value to that type of client versus if you have, you know, beginner clients, they're going to be really benefiting from assessment. They're going to have a very simple program, but they're going to benefit from you being on the session, being there to coach them through it, hold them accountable, challenge them when they got distractions and things going on and kids at home right now and their world's crazy and turned upside down. And you just being there to support them and be present with them in that moment is going to be tremendously helpful and serve them and deliver a lot to them. You know, we talk about the value of coaching. There's a graph I shared a lot that really talks about these elements of assessment, program design, teaching technique, accountability support, nutrition recovery, community. And these elements are going to vary the percentages of how that looks for your client. But you want to understand your best client. You want to understand how you start to innovate the value stream to them and start re-engineering what your business looks like in terms of how you deliver value to the customer. That's really, I mean, there's more we can go down, but it's about giving them value and then recognizing the barriers to them receiving value. For a lot of people, deal with older clients. Grandma, you know, has a phone that's like a flip phone with no camera from 2000. And for her going on video Zoom calls, that ain't going to happen. And so what they've done is they, you know, go on Amazon, they get a $39 Amazon Fire tablet, they ship it to the client with a $10, $15 little stand. And for the price of less than the price of a personal training session, we've now shipped a remote training kit of a tablet with a camera, with the screen, with a stand to grandma, who now, and we even get on the line with her and help her download the Zoom app and get on the first time. And now she's figured it out. And now grandma's a hero. She can get on there. She can connect with her coach. She can move this thing around during a session to see what she's doing. She can also talk to the grandkids and, you know, the other days. And now she's like, you know, crushing life and living her best life ever. So finding out who is your best client, really falling in love with your customer all over again, understanding what their needs are, how you can best serve them, looking at the value stream for your customer journey and looking at ways to innovate, giving more value to the customer or removing barriers to them receiving value in the journey. So that is the job of the business owner. And then once we have that, And I'll share, I mean, I've been on a lot of calls and stuff last week, so I could go on for a few hours, but a couple things. Whatever version you have today of that new way you serve your customer value stream, it doesn't have to be perfect, and it's not going to be perfect. And you're going to make mistakes. But the key is just to get in the game and keep innovating every day. You know, in software, we talk about, you know, new releases. And, you know, iPhone comes out with a new release. And then the next day, you know, shit breaks. And then it's upgrade and version 2 and upgrade version 3. And you need to be innovating and doing new releases and upgrading your customer journey, your product every day. If, you know, day 7 is not radically better than day 1, and if you know where you are today, if you're not radically better next week, you're not doing this shit right. You have to radically improve every single day. And to do that, you know, there's three questions I share. So make note. Number one, at the end of every session, ask your client, how is the intensity of the workout for you today? And you really want to have a sense of how they're perceiving the workout. You know, when we're face to face, we can kind of see how they're moving. We can see a lot better of how they're responding. We get a lot more visual and cues of keeping them in the pocket of getting the best workout possible. Virtually, if we don't have verbal communication, we can't necessarily know what's going on. They might have thought the workout sucked. They might have thought the workout was too hard and killed them. You know, we want to know that feedback and have that feedback loop from the client. Number two, you want to say, what can we do to continue to improve the remote training experience for you? And you want to ask, you're really looking for feedback. They just say, it's good, cool, but I'm just waiting until we can kind of get back in the studio. No, you didn't hear me. What can we do to make this the best hour of your day, period? Best day ever. What can I do? And ask for that feedback, make notes every day, and then innovate, innovate, innovate. You know, make things better every single day, level up. We're having people do lots of things like, you know, they found for some clients, you know, they're now two parents working from home, kids are home, and success doesn't look like beating them up to why they're not doing 5 sessions like they were before, you know, in a week. It's like we're really helping just have a conversation of, hey, success looks like we're getting 2 or 3 sessions and we're going to do it early in the morning now before the kids wake up, or we're going to ask your partner to handle breakfast with the kids while you do this for 2 days. And then on Wednesday night, we're going to do, you know, live Zoom. We're going to do meal prep and cooking together. And we're going to teach you how to cook. And now, because they're, no one can go out to eat, so you're now cooking for a family and kids, and it's insane. And just even doing that together and going through that experience together and helping people with where they are stuck in some of the areas, how we can serve them. You know, don't be afraid to innovate. We've seen people add mobility classes, people add a yoga class, you know, whatever is makes sense to add or innovate to deliver more value. Look for where you can serve. You know, your job is to powerfully serve your customer. You do that, get better every day, and don't stop till you get to wow. And once you get wow, then your job is to ask them to please, you know, hey, would you take 2 minutes and just either write me a short email or send me a text or post in a Facebook group, or, you know, let me record a short video with you interviewing to talk about, you know, how this experience was for you in virtual training and why you recommend it to other people. And then leverage those assets, that social proof, to start building your arsenal of evidence to go to market and help engage the clients who are sitting by the sidelines who are thinking, yeah, I'm just going to wait for this thing to go over. I don't want to do virtual training. And you can start sharing those stories, which are way more powerful if you share them from your clients, people like them, than you share it from you. So start building those assets, and that's going to start with evidence to then go into step 3, which is new customer acquisition, which we can unpack and get into. But I'll pause. I'm sure there's some questions you want to talk about, and we've covered a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, no, that's really good. We've got a few questions we'll get into. And the only thing I'll add to that is, you know, I think the biggest thing, you know, when you showed us that graph, you mentioned it. Maybe if you've got the photo, Sean, you can post it in the chat. It's a really good graph. It's like an analysis of what clients come to us for. It's like a pie chart of all the different things. And what's interesting that's not on that pie chart is like equipment and a physical space. And we showed that to our coaches. And, you know, this, we basically said to them, because, you know, they're in the mindset as well. What we didn't even realize is our team at the start was against us as well. They were like, guys, we can't charge our members full price. So when are you going to drop the price?
They're like, guys, we're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, someone is going to arrest us if we keep charging.
So our team was against us. So we had to tell them, we're like, hey, the only thing that's changed between what you give them now and is just the in-person, being side by side. Like, you still spend, you know, time with them, you still check in with them, you still help them on nutrition, you still give them emails, like you're still holding them accountable, right? You still do extra programming for them, you do all this extra stuff. Like, it hasn't changed that much. You still deliver the classes. And then once they realized, oh yeah, I'm just doing all that, it's just not in person now, they were then, you know, holding onto the prices for us. They were going to war with the clients to hold our prices for us, which was really important. So we've got some good questions in here. I'll open up the floor. First question we got is from Richie. There's a bit of a chat going on in here, but Richie asked the initial question around kind of the offers and stuff. So Richie, you're unmuted. So yeah, if you want, you just ask the question and we'll answer it from here.
Hey, cool. Thanks, Matt. Yeah, just in regards to, I guess, offers online at the moment, what membership offers in particular are working well, and sort of what price point are you seeing converting? That was earlier on. Having listened to the conversation since, it's probably been answered, but I'm still love to hear your feedback on it.
Oh, what sort of gym do you have, Richie?
We're a group fitness gym.
Okay, cool. Yeah, awesome. Sean, I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, so you heard the guys talk about this a little bit. I'm all for protecting price and protecting margin. Your job is not to, you know, drop price. Your job is to increase value. When you increase value, you make price irrelevant, right? What do you need to do? Your question should be, what should I lower the price to? Your question is, what do I need to add so that they're saying you should be charging me more? You know, what do you need to do to make it the best thing they've ever done in their life and they could never go without? And if you focus on delivering more value, and you gotta, this is gonna force a lot of people to level up, because a lot of people, you know, you were a good trainer, but you're a shitty coach, you know, meaning you could like teach people how to do movement, you could write a program, but when it comes to actually now you put, you know, some your arms behind your back and you gotta figure out how to really lead people to deliver, you know, to outcomes, powerful outcomes, you gotta level up your skills. You got to learn your skills to how to lead and you know, powerfully help people navigate this time. So it requires us to coach better, requires us to lead better, requires us to re-engineer that journey. But you do all those things, you can protect price. So that's number one in price. But then as far as offers, the best offer right now is free trial or free session, just free. And here's why. Because the market, we talk about three levels of the market: problem aware, solution aware, or product aware. The market right now is problem aware, solution aware. They have no idea what the hell this thing is called online training. I don't know. Is it freaking YouTube videos? Is it Instagram workouts? I'm not paying for that thing. That's crazy, right? They don't know what this is. And you guys don't even know what this is. You're trying to figure this out too. So what we have to do, they're aware they got a problem, right? Like maybe the first week was like, it's like Christmas. Like I'm going to watch Netflix and do Uber Eats and just enjoy this shit. And then 2 weeks later, they're getting fat. They don't feel good. They're got energy. You know, they're not energetic, and they're going, I got a problem. I got to get my ass back in the gym, but I can't go to the gym. So what do I do? Right? I'm working on a problem. I know I need to move and I need to eat better, but I don't know how I'm going to figure to solve this problem. So the answer is really, you know, reintroducing, educating them about what online training is, but getting them a free sample, getting them, offer them a free trial, offer them a free session, even your existing clients to come back, check it out, but then let them come in, let them experience what it is, let them understand what it is, and make sure when they come in on that free trial or free session, you deliver wow. You got to deliver wow. Again, this is all about having a great product that delivers great value. If you can't do that, no marketing and sales stuff is going to work, period. So it all starts, success in business is giving tremendous value to the customer. So get them in on, you know, this is kind of like the beginning days of fitness before we got, you know, to level five with sophistication. They don't know what it is. They don't know how it works. Let them come in, experience it, deliver wow, blow their minds. And then you can move into really, you know, then it's a sales process, which this is also a major gap for our industry, is people don't know how to sell and they're scared to sell. They don't know how to handle any objection. They're scared to challenge someone who says, I don't, this is expensive. Oh, geez, you want to pay half price? You know, they don't know what to do. Or they have a chat. It's like, cool, you want to stop? Cool. Yeah, cool. I'll just send you a link. Cool. Great. And you know, it's like it's like going on a date and everybody's afraid to go for the kiss goodnight. You got to be confident in how to sign people up, right? This is the most important coaching conversation you ever have with a client, is when you lead them to make a decision and commitment to the journey to become the person they want to become. That's your job as a coach. If you're not doing that, you're not a very good coach, you're not a very good leader, and you're not going to be a very successful business owner. So you have to learn a process. This is something we spend a lot of time on. We have a methodology we teach for, we've been teaching for 14 years called AutoCloser. It's a 7.5 step sales system, but you need to learn how to lead hearts and minds to make decisions and commitments to their goals. That's what good coaching, good sales, good leadership is all about. And then once you do that, you know, once you have a reasonable offer, you can deliver wow, you can lead decisions and commitments to goals and journeys. The lead gen piece of this thing is simple. It's not complicated. Everyone wants to figure out, I'm sure we'll talk about the marketing detail. Everybody thinks, what's the magic Facebook ad and all this pixels shit and what can I do on social and all this crazy stuff they think is the answer to the problem? It's not. The answer is deliver an incredible journey and value to the customer, make a great offer that's zero risk, they come and experience it, and learn how to lead commitments to goals. You do that, marketing is a piece of cake.
Hmm. Yeah. Just on the sales piece, I've signed up 5 people in the last 7 days that all just come through different avenues, some referrals, just some emails that I sent out, people joining up. And yeah, so the process is definitely different now. We can definitely acknowledge that there's some new tinkering, and it's probably not as easy because you can't get your charm across. But it's been as simple as a Zoom call, which I record for people. And then as I'm going through, I'm just like, you know, everything here is recorded. So, you know, if anything I say is wrong or you want to review it, I'm going to send you the recording after this. But what I do is I pull up their, you know, I screen share so they can see everything I'm doing on the screen. And I just run through the same process. I'm like, cool, credit card details, this. Okay, so I'm going to do your signature for you. Is that okay? Do I have your verbal permission to sign your signature on this membership contract right now? And it's recorded. They're like, yep. And so I just like do their initials. And so that's just the process I've been going through, which is different and it's weird, but that's how you make more money, is like you don't. Because there could be tons of excuses in this process, right? And so that's just for you guys, if you're thinking of a way to kind of, maybe you'll go, oh, I'll email you the membership contract, you don't hear back from them, or, oh yeah, send me your credit card details in an email, like, it's just not going to fly. On the internet, like, that shit doesn't work. So you need to get those payments, like, in that call. We do it on the Zoom call, so that's just the practical way we've been doing it. So next question we got is from Aaron Vaughan. Aaron, good to have you on the call. I have... trying to unmute you, but it's lagging a bit. Have you got us? Yeah, here we go. Aaron, what's the question? And Lindsay, nice to see you as well.
Yes, Lindsay in the background there.
Hey.
I guess just it might be a little bit of a way off, but we're kind of assuming, like, when restrictions are removed, that it's going to go through a similar process to how they were kind of put in place, which went to, like, outdoor training. And then it went down to, like, you know, one person PTs and stuff now. So we're currently applying for council permits to be able, like, to be able to do outdoor training in our area. But then we also thought that we'd probably try and reach out to, I'm not sure if it's probably more of a federal government thing, and I wasn't sure if anyone been through this process, but trying to apply, I guess, to get treated like some of those outdoor fitness, like boot camps and other stuff like that. So I've got a pretty large outdoor area at our gym. And I guess just, yeah, I wanted to see if anyone had kind of been through that process or had any kind of contacts or anything there.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, well, we personally did the outdoor thing as well. I know, Aaron, you guys are in New South Wales, right?
Yeah, Ballina, yeah.
Yeah, so we got told that it was fine. Like, you didn't have to apply for the permits at this point. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if it's different in Ballina, but yeah, what our local area told us is, like, hey, all park training and all that stuff now goes, you know, without needing the permit. So we just started training people in the park straight away, basically until the point where we got to stage 3 and they told us we couldn't. And so now we're just doing one-on-ones. But yeah, we didn't need any sort of, like, permit or permission or stuff there. I don't know if Sean, maybe you have different experience.
Well, I just encourage you to, so one of the things I do, I'm an advisor to the management team and the board with Fitness Australia. In the past year, and especially the last 6 months, they've got a new CEO, Barry Ellis. She's an incredible guy. They're really connected with federal and state government, and they're very plugged into advocacy for the industry to answer these questions, to create pathways to solutions for the industry. And if you're not a member of Fitness Australia, or if you were a long time ago and left because it sucked, I get it, but I encourage you to plug in over there. They've got great resources, and they're I've seen, I know a couple of our people here that are connected as well. Definitely get plugged in, rejoin, be a member, go ask questions for them. But you can really, they'll even clarify stuff at the state level, federal level. And they are, I mean, they're directly tied into talking to ministers and talking to government and paving the way for the industry to solve these issues. So you'll have the latest information and you'll have, you know, be plugged in for the advocacy that's going to serve us all.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I know in our area that you do have to, like, we have to put applications in with particular parks and everything and where we're planning on running them and stuff like that. But yeah, no, I'll definitely reach out to Fitness Australia. I know they got some good clarification early on with some of the, yeah, some of the rulings and stuff. So,
cool. Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, cool. Now, Stephen hasn't really asked a question here, but you have kind of shared with the group some of the stuff. Oh, he's left, so never mind. Anyway, he's sharing some stuff on kind of what he's done for what's worked well. But I thought, Sean, maybe you could discuss the question of where you think the online training should be for different people after everything's over. So once, obviously, things start to reopen again and people go back to brick and mortar, obviously, there's this question that people are asking. Okay, I've spent 3 months investing in more content, different content, online systems. We've got the Zoom thing working well. We've done all this stuff and I don't want to waste it. And so they're probably thinking, okay, how much of it do I keep? How much do I let go? Can you maybe give what you think is the best practice in terms of deciding whether or not you should keep it and in what form?
Yeah. So I believe you should 100% keep it. Look, if your business model relies 100% on you seeing people face-to-face to collect revenue, anytime you can't see people face-to-face, you're screwed. You don't have any revenue. So you should absolutely, this is an opportunity to strengthen your model and grow your model. You know, you think of all the things of that, the limitations on a brick and mortar face-to-face only option for serving your clients in your market. You know, this eliminates those barriers. So, you know, if you want to move out of state or your clients move out of state, previously it was like, ah, cool, nice working with you, goodbye. Now you can still retain them and serve them. If you think about, you know, clients used to go on holiday and they'd be like, well, cool, here's some free body weight stuff and just, you know, no charge, just let me know when you get back, and really weak. And we don't bill them, you know, now you can keep billing, you can keep serving. They're there, they're not there, it doesn't matter. The train keeps going on for everybody. And we're best serving the client and they're serving our business as, you know, the way they support us. And then just looking at, you know, if you get referrals, you know, we're seeing people that, you know, would refer a friend and family member, but they live far away and it's not easy to come and, oh, it's a nice idea, but they're not going to come here. And now we've seen people, you know, get referrals to friends, family, coworkers from out of state, from other countries, even coming in, working with the business, actually having better experiences. Now families are training together when people live in different states, friends are training together in different states, fitness is more fun. We're opening up these channels. And, you know, a lot of our clients that have been at this for a few weeks now and in that group three are seeing now, you know, I'm sure you saw some of the updates. So people signing up, people, you know, in the US and, you know, in Tassie when they live in Newcastle and, you know, and they're in the US and signing clients in London when they're in West Hollywood, and, you know, all kinds of barriers or borders are breaking down with the opportunities this opens up. So you can scale revenue. You don't have the hard costs of, you know, a year of planning, permitting, build out, equipment, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. To scale virtually, you got, you know, some very little fixed costs, Zoom, right? 15, 20 bucks a month. You've got a variable cost of labor, but you can only have to add that as you scale and need more labor. So it's a great model to grow. It's the right time to do it. It's going to allow you to better serve the people you have and retain them wherever they are, wherever you are in the world. So it just strengthens, you know, what we do and allows us to serve people better. And I think for all those reasons, you're crazy if you go back to, you know, there's no going back unless you just want to be at risk for getting punched in the face again when something happens. So there's another wave of COVID or the next pandemic, you know, or you just like saying goodbye to people and revenue when they leave or move. Then if you want that, then cool. But everybody who's going to keep this rolling is going to be a lot more successful, a lot more profitable, greater customer lifetime value, better ways to serve and deliver value to the market. You know, it's 100% should be, you know, the way to think about this is your virtual location. You know, and I think a lot of that, we could think about studios and adding a second or third location. Well, now you have a virtual location. That virtual location has not the startup costs and it has the ability to scale and grow, you know, way faster than the traditional brick and mortar physical location. So absolutely this should be part of your vision and gives you a chance to do better in the future.
Yeah.
I would also add, I think what we found is that our coaches have enjoyed it more as well. It's been like another business model, which has been really good for the business, but even just for the coaches, you know, most coaches or even us have just enjoyed having some online aspect to the business as well, and not feeling like getting up early in the morning or staying at the gym late at night is the only way to make extra money forever. So I think the whole team is pumped about it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, you know, we were kind of doing a bit of hybrid stuff, you know, before this all happened. I think you guys probably heard us talk about True Coach. It's probably the best, well, definitely is the best software I've used for kind of delivering online training. But what's interesting is when it is kind of the only way to deliver online training all of a sudden is we had to really kind of go, okay, how powerful is this tool? And then, you know, you discover all these things about it and all these efficiencies and inefficiencies that you had. And now it's become such a good tool for our clients and our coaches. And it's making things so much smoother and so much better that when we do return to in-person training is, you know, that side of it, delivering programs, you know, online where it might be extra stuff they want to do at home or extra stuff in the gym or when people travel, we're way better at using it now. So across 50 clients, maybe it was an hour a week per client, you know, we'd taken that whole process down to 10 minutes, you know, so we've saved ourselves hundreds of hours in a year of just using that program better. And what's even been so shocking to us, this one particularly was shocking to me, is some people actually messaged us and said, I'm probably not coming back to the gym because I actually prefer online training. I don't have travel time. I don't have the stress about getting so much time. I can like have my pre-workout. I don't miss my meals. Like I do everything. I got a home gym. This is not everyone, but like the fact that we've already had people tell us, I am staying online. I don't want to come back to the gym. I'm happy to keep paying $100 a week. I was like, wow, we can find more of these people. We legit have an online revenue stream forever now. So I definitely think everyone should be looking for that kind of client eventually long-term or that kind of reaction so that, you know, keep innovating the product so that you get to that point where people are like, okay, I'm sticking with this or some element of this ongoing. And you keep online revenue. It's perfect. Awesome. So I think that was the end of the questions anyone wanted to ask. But before we let everyone go, it's been awesome, guys. We've definitely appreciated everyone's contributions. If you are interested in how we work with Sean, you probably heard him on our show before if you listen to the show regularly. But Sean, how does MPE Business Coaching work for anyone that wants to kind of know what you guys do? It's the next step.
Yeah, great. We have several different programs out there for different size of businesses. And best way to learn more and really an offer we'll extend to everybody here listening is just go to npecoachescorner.com. So www.npecoachescorner.com. If you're listening on the podcast or if you're in our live chat here, I'll put it in the link. And you can just go there and request what we're calling a Get Clear Strategy session. So first off, I'll say our team is extremely busy. We're busier than we've ever been, and we're actually just increasing hiring right now to keep up because every fitness business in the world wants support and help right now, and it matters, and they're super engaged. We have limited spots available, but if you want to get clear on really what should be your strategy, if you want to learn more about how to start moving in the right direction, this is a complimentary service we're offering. No obligation to work with us in the future. Work together in the future, cool. If not, no worries. But you can book in a strategy session at npcoachescorner.com. Tell us about your business. Tell us a little about the challenges you're dealing with right now. Schedule time to speak. And if you go on and see there's no times, just be patient with us. We're, like I said, slammed like a week out right now. But hopefully you can get in. Hopefully we'll speak soon. And then please show up on the call. There's like businesses that really need help. And if you aren't serious, don't waste our time. Don't waste your time about getting your information. But if you are, we look forward to talking with you and look forward to speaking more, learning about where you're at, learning about what be some opportunities for you to better get a strategy for your business right now and protect and defend your business and grow through this curve. What does that plan and strategy look like for you? So again, definitely look forward to meeting people that like what they hear today and want to learn more about what we do and how we can help businesses grow.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's been super helpful for us. I mean, we're there for our clients, but obviously as business owners, it's a lonely, thankless journey most of the time and there's no one there for us. So yeah, it's been helpful having, you know, you, Sean, and your coaches and stuff as well, and just other gym owners. Like, you guys probably experienced this today. It's kind of cool hanging out with other gym owners. You don't get to do it very often, and kind of just hit it up in the chat box. It's cool. Every week we get a couple hours to hang out with other gym owners and just whinge and rant and cry about our problems, but ultimately get through them. So yeah, the support is fantastic. But yeah, from us, the My Muscle Project, MP as well, thanks guys for being on. We appreciate it. Again, this episode is going to be out on Friday next week. So you can, if you asked a question or if you just want to tune in again, you can hear it all. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for being on. We appreciate you as always. Thanks for listening. And yeah, we'll speak to you very soon. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themindmuscleproject.com/The After Show. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.